Hello, and welcome to Radio Oldie with me, Harry Mount, editor of the Oldie. And I'm delighted to be introducing the great Maureen Lipman, starred in Coronation Street, was in Educating Rita, and co-wrote Rejoice, in which she played Joyce Grenfell. And she was commissioned by my predecessor, the great Richard Ingrams, to do a series of monologues for the Oldie. Here is the first one about Dinah, a waitress in Manchester.
This is Dinah. She's in a small, steamy cafe somewhere up north, and she's writing out a bill. Oh, I'll be outside, all right. I'll be outside that theatre by hook or by crook. Fallen arches or no fallen arches, notwithstanding. Well, withstanding, if you like. Do you know, I've been on my feet that long. Busy? You must be jerking. It's chef's new menu and the Aylstones. It's like first day of arid sailing here. Honest, I'm on my uppers. Coming, Mr. Milner? No, the 20p's for the extra toast. Oh, well, listen, bring it in when you've picked up your benefits. We're not going anywhere. Right, yeah, Mrs. Pritchard. Right, and the same for Jennifer. With a pot of breakfast and a diet, lovely. She looks nice in that little pink fleece. Suits you. Ah. Two sauce toms, double mush, double E, fried B, one with, one without, Gareth. Pot of B and a diet. Oh, I'm going all right. Say, talk about wild horses. I never miss one of his concerts. Well, the gigs now, aren't they? I have trouble keeping up me. I never miss one. He couldn't manage without me. 40 years, man or boy, give or take the odd hiccup, like in Leeds on his last tour. When I missed him at Palace of Varieties on account of had me bunion booked and they suddenly sent for me. Oh, thank you, love. That's very nice of you. You didn't need. Then they wrote saying they'd a bunion backlog, so they put me off. Then, and you never believe this, it turns out cancellation were a cock-up in admin and they brought me bunion forward to that night. Same night. I could have kicked him in admissions. It would have been worth the agony. And they wouldn't take no. Showed him my front stall tickets and everything. Well, it was more important to me. Oh, I know. Go on, say it. What do I want to go gallivanting off to pop concerts for at my time of life, following him round four corners of the world? I've heard it all before. Our Martin says I want my head examining, and he's not wrong, but look, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I've no kids driving me mad for trainers with gas in the reels, and I don't like abroad because my ankles come up in departures. So why should I begrudge myself, eh? I'm not harming no one, am I? I mean, there's no embargo. All right for you, Mr. Bennett. Right, a brown or ketchup, I forget. Lovely. Do you know, I were that choked up when I missed him that night with me op. I've never got right since. Oh, do you know, I think about it every night that dawns. It were the February, power cuts, pipes frozen on hot wards. We was nithered. But all I could think about was him, doing the show without me. And all through me pre-med, I was watching it happen, in me mind's eye. You know, like I was one of them flies on the wall documentaries on Channel 4. Him arriving at the stage door in his white Bentley, and all the fans cheering and giving him bunches of old-fashioned roses, and him signing programmes for all the regulars. Sonny Boy with his red toupee and his one tooth, and Soft Norman, bless him, with his mam, and Myra and twins all the way from Ilfracombe on the coach. Of course, some of them have dropped out over the years and got James Blunt all over their iPods, but all of a sudden I could see him, plain as day, looking up and saying, where's Dinah then? Dinah not here? Blimey, can't do a gig without me lucky mascot, can I? And when I come out from under me general, I could hear a voice singing Bachelor Boy, and it wasn't him. No, it were me. And staff were all collapsed laughing, but not me. Not me, I were panicking. I was dead certain that something had gone wrong in the second act when he does that reggae version of Bachelor Boy, you know, with all the lasers. I was never so sure of anything in my life. I kept trying to get off the trolley while they were wheeling it. They thought I was delirious and they kept pushing me back, but it wasn't my foot. No, I never gave a thought to my foot. I never even had a painkiller. Oh, they all thought I was dead stoic. No, it was him. It was him I was having the upsetment over. My heart was banging like a drum. And in the end, I got the nurse, you know, the nice one, to wheel phone up to my bed so as I could phone Eileen and make sure it went off all right. Yeah, she said it went perfect. Yeah, like Grease clockwork, start to finish. Bachelor boy stopped the show. Yeah, so, you know, I was worrying for nothing, really. I was relieved it had gone smooth for him because, you know, for his sake, because he's such a perfectionist. He's Libra, you know, and he's got it rising and all. Still, you know, shows you he got by without me. Yeah. She couldn't talk much, Eileen. She'd had a gouge on by mistake in Leeds in all the kerfuffle and forgotten a fish allergy. She were blown up like a puff adder and her lips went blue. Still, they all had a whale of a time. She said everyone was on the feet. Except me, of course. Silly beggars had only operated on the wrong foot, hadn't they? I were in a splint till Whitson. You know, I'm still limping. He'll think I'm Long John Ruddy Silver when he sees me. All I need is the African grey. I'll be there, though. Even if I have to crawl up Market Street on my hands and knees with my tote bag in my teeth, I'll be there. I'd walk a million miles for one of his smiles. Well, I would. No, I would. Because, like, it's the only time I feel, you know, alive when I'm watching him. And he knows that. Deep down, he doesn't crack on, but, you know, he knows. I love him. I always have. He's a marvellous artiste. Whew. Now, where was story? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Chuck. All right, Barbara, can you give number four an a la carte? And I think Mr. Bennett's ready for his pudding. What is it to be, love? With the kiwi crumble, rice pea or chef's tiramisu? Right, you are. Condensed or evap? Lovely choice, you won't regret it. One rice pea with E and a decaf Nescaf for Alan. No problem. You what? Mr. B? Yeah, yeah, of course it is. Have you not seen him in here before? Never. He comes in every Thursday. 6:30, regular as clockwise. Oh, he's a lovely man. Yes, course it's the same one. The playwriter. You've seen him. You have. He's often on, with a fur isle jumper and the little owl glasses and his hair cut round like a pudding. We take no notice. Oh, speak as you find. I reckon that's why he comes. He's no bother. He's right as rain. He's a bachelor. Do you know, I've often wondered if he might have a soft spot for Cliff himself. Do you know, I might ask him one day while he's settling up. He's ever so ordinary. He just sits there with his little notebook, scribbling away. Shopping list, I shouldn't wonder. Mind you, he's clever. He's got his finger on the pulse. He's very popular. Still, you can't help wondering where he gets all his ideas from, can you?
You have been listening to Radio Aldi, brought to you by Bailey Gifford. Why not get 3 trial issues of the Aldi magazine for just £1? Sure you'll enjoy it. We'll then charge you £25.75 for every 6 issues. Just go to checkout.theoldi.co.uk/offers and enter old trial as one word in capitals. That's checkout.theoldi.co.uk/offers and enter old trial.